The forum was sponsored by Mole Lake Sakagan Chippewa Community. The presenter was DNR Wildlife Management Bureau Director Eric Loebner. He outlined the disease spread since it was first discovered in southwestern Wisconsin 15 years ago. He says they've collected more than 200,000 samples in that time. He says the vast majority of the positive samples have been in southern Wisconsin, with 5 samples testing positive in central Wisconsin and 1 in Washburn County. Loebner says since 2002, the time to process a deer sample for CWD has dramatically shortened.
We had ran the sample and then got the test results back for that individual hunter or landowner. It took us 95 days. Well, now we are down to, you might as well say, 10 days. So it's really a significant amount of time that we have saved in getting those test results back.
Wayne Labine of Mole Lake is a Voight Task Force member as part of the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. He says the possibility of a growing number of sick deer is a threat to the traditional ways tribal members depend on.
What it would do to the tourism industry, what it would do to us culturally if we were limited on what we could do as far as harvesting deer from the treaty areas. And I also want to protect our people to make sure that they're informed about what's out there, what's going on.
Also involved was the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, who regulates deer farms. Chairman Chris McGeeshick said they want to get more information to the public about the problem. A deer farm in Three Lakes has had CWD positive deer. Ken Krall, WXPR News.